From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Noah Zweifel reports in the Altamont Enterprise that Democrats in Bern in southern Albany County aren't bothering with this year's election. The Bern Democratic Committee decided not to endorse any candidates in this year's election. They're not running any candidates, even though they claim that the current Republican-controlled town board, and I quote, has not followed the law and has shown no regard for working with all members of the board, end quote. There are only two town board seats and a justice position in this year's election, so Democrats are saying they are not running any candidates because they could not win a majority even if all their candidates won. A statement from Bern Democrats says, and I quote, "It is not possible to make changes by running candidates this November with the limited town board seats that are available. This is because this board has disregarded town code, state law, improperly managed town finances as certified by the Comptroller of New York, and has taken constitutional protections away from every citizen of Bern. All by showing that they will not work together for the betterment of the town and follow the law," end quote. So instead, Democrats are planning for the 2025 election. Bern Republicans endorsed incumbent Al Thien and Planning Board Chair Joe Martin for town board and Jeff Harvey for justice in this year's election. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Michael Mahan reports at News 10 that beginning July 24th, the Adirondack Amtrak train will only operate between New York City and Saratoga Springs and will not go to Montreal. Currently, Canada has heat restrictions in place limiting trains within Canada to 10 miles per hour for up to 40 miles. The train service is not anticipated to return until mid-September unless the heat restrictions are lifted before then. You can see the full story at the News 10 website. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York lawmakers are discussing increasing penalties for shoplifting. State Assemblyperson Angelo Santababra, a Democrat, said, and I quote, "Repeat shoplifting is a significant concern affecting our community's businesses and burdening law-abiding families with higher prices. This legislation ensures that repeat offenders are held accountable for their actions and, hopefully, serves as a strong deterrent against shoplifting in our state," end quote. His bill would bump repeat offenders who have been convicted of petty larceny twice within the last 3 months or three times a year up to fourth-degree grand larceny, a felony. State Senator Jack Ashby, a Republican who represents part of Rensselaer County, is co-sponsoring the bill. Crime was a large issue in the 2022 congressional elections in New York. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 update. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.